T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
College Football Talk, NBC Sports' Kevin McGuire joins us here on the John Kincaid Show. And Kevin McGuire, you said something on Twitter. Now, I'm going to save it for you. You said something on Twitter in the last 24 hours that revealed to me that we have a secret connection that you don't even know about. How about that?
I'm interested. I am intrigued.
Well, I'm going to save it. You said something on Twitter, though, that made me realize that we have a secret connection that you did not even know about. So I'm gonna save that for you, but I'm gonna ask you first. I've got people questioning in my first four in college football, which I want your feedback on, because you are more knee deep in it than I am. So I'm gonna tell you, I go LSU, Ohio State, Alabama, Clemson. Do you take issue with any of the four teams being in, not the order?
No, I do not. And you know what? I would actually be perfectly fine with that order as we stand here today.
Okay. Now, when you think of an 2 weeks from now, we're going to get a 1-2 from the pollsters, it appears, with Alabama and LSU. If that game is a one-possession game at the end, I mean, 7 minutes to go, we don't know who's going to win. Someone's got a chance. What do you think about how far does a team drop should they lose that game?
I think a drop would be expected, but I can't imagine how you can drop either team on a losing end of a close game like we're talking about very far, because you're talking about, you know, if LSU happens to lose, say, by a field goal or a last-second touchdown,
sure,
or whatever, are you going to knock them that hard for losing that tight battle on the road against an Alabama team that has been in this playoff every year? I can't imagine they would, especially with the other resume that they still have in their favor. So, I mean, LSU's in a really good shape, win or lose, as long as it's close. You know, a blowout, different story, but, you know, we're talking about a close game right now. I can't imagine there's a whole lot of reason to separate the two of them with that kind of result.
How did both of those teams, as far as last year when these two teams met, we were expecting a great game in Baton Rouge, and it ended up being an embarrassing blowout in Alabama's favor. Would if one of those teams blew out the other, would it shock you? And I mean blowout better than a 2-score victory.
This year it would, because I do think that even though this game's being played at Alabama, this is a different LSU team. I mean, they have confidence offensively, and that's something you haven't been able to say about this team for quite some time. You know, Joe Burrow has just blossomed as a quarterback, and they've added a completely different dynamic to the way that they can play football, which makes them so much more dangerous. So I don't think that this is a team that's going to necessarily put up 40 on Alabama, but I think that they are more than competent enough to at least put some points on the board and have a good contest.
I'll tell you, I watched a ton of that Ohio State game yesterday, and I almost put them at number one today. And I have a ton of respect for Justin Fields, kid I saw play high school football here in Atlanta, and a guy who has done a tremendous job. If I put them at number one, you wouldn't take any issue with that, would you?
I would not, because they have been so dominant all season.
Wow.
And they really have, you know, winning games by the margins that they are. Yes, for a good chunk of the schedule, they should have been putting those teams away. But, you know, Wisconsin, you know, obviously is not on the same level as Ohio State, and they hung with them for a quarter. But Ohio State just finds a second gear, and once they get going, it is very difficult for them to be slowed down.
Is Penn State a serious threat to Ohio State? Because I look at Penn State and say, that defense for Penn State, that's as good as I can remember in the last 15 years, maybe. But the offense, to me, sets back college football 10 years.
Yeah, the defense deserves to be on the same field with Ohio
State. It's unbelievable.
The offense is a big hurdle for them to get to that next goal. Now, you know, can they play with Ohio State? I think that they can. But they're going to have to be real good on defense, because this off, like I just said, with Ohio State, once they get going offensively, it's very difficult to contain them. And there's just so many playmakers that Ohio State has on both sides of the ball. You know, Chase Young, I think, is already getting ready to go up against that Penn State offensive line. That's going to be a nightmare of a matchup. for the Nittany Lions when that game comes around.
Kevin, how damaging is a 12-1? If Oklahoma was to win the Big 12 at 12-1, how damaging was that loss yesterday, you believe, when the committee gets behind closed doors?
It may not be as damaging as we initially think, because you know, Kansas State still probably is going to have a winning record. That may help. And the fact that they did come back and close the gap, you know, I think you know weeks from now when you look at the final score, you're going to kind of forget that you know Oklahoma was buried in that game.
Right.
So I think the fact that they came back and made it tighter or a closer game, it will actually help them in some degree. But they still probably going to need some help with the way the season could be playing out.
Do you would you think there'd be a huge knife fight if the Alabama LSU game goes down really, really tight, and then Alabama or LSU goes on to an undefeated SEC title? So they're 13-0, SEC champs. They get one of the spots at the table. And I'm going to say Clemson goes, and let's say Ohio State goes. Is there going to be a knife fight in that room, though, if Oklahoma ends up 12-1 and an 11-1 SEC team is sitting at home wondering, not having played in a title game? I wonder what the committee will do, because I wouldn't be shocked if they kept the 11-1 SEC team home.
I might be. If that 11-1 SEC team is LSU,
right.
I think they actually have a really strong case to be made at the end of the year, even against a 12-1 Oklahoma, because they're going to have some resume wins. That you know, and they're both going to have wins against Texas.
Yes.
But I do think that LSU is probably in the best position to be a one-loss team without a conference championship at the end of the year, if all things play out the way we're expecting them to.
I couldn't be any dumber in my analysis of Ed Orgeron. When he got hired there, I not only went all in on critiquing it, I went all in on just saying I wouldn't hire Ed Orgeron. I believe I said to walk my dog based on what I'd seen of him as a head coach before. It just goes to show you guys can fail and learn in college football.
It is possible. It is, you know, there are some coaches that come out of nowhere and redeem themselves beyond expectation. I'm with you. I wasn't a huge fan of the hire by LSU. I thought it was more of a temporary fix, just kind of taking an easy solution at the time while they evaluate some options further down the line. But you know, he's been proving me wrong on a regular basis, and I will not back away from that.
Okay, now, you said something on Twitter in the last 24 hours that made me realize we have a surprise connection that you don't even know about.
You got me intrigued.
Okay. You told us a little bit of a window into your soul, a little bit about your personal life, about where you grew up and where you went to high school. You're a Westchester East Viking.
That's right.
Now, you know that I didn't go to Westchester East, but did you know I coached ice hockey at Westchester East?
You know what? I think I did, and I totally forgot about that.
See about that? See,
yes,
it catches you up.
Right.
And you were bringing up that Matt Schaub, a Westchester East Viking, will start today for the, alum, will start today for the Atlanta Falcons. And Matt Ryan, a kid from Exton. People don't realize the two quarterbacks of the Falcons grew up, I think, 3 miles from each other, if not even 3 miles each other, their two houses. But Westchester East, I coached ice hockey at Westchester East back in the day. How about that?
That's awesome. And, you know, I remember Matt Schaub in high school. He was 1 year ahead of me. He had a fantastic game against Coatesville to clinch the Chesapeake League Championship in 1998. And it was a season I'll never forget.
He spent a lot of time at the Peppermill back in the day, Matt Schaub. A lot of time back getting cheesesteaks at the Peppermill. Kevin, love you. Appreciate you. I'll talk to you on Twitter. All right, buddy?
All right, John. Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Everybody, check out Kevin McGuire from College Football Talk and NBC Sports. Really appreciate him being a part of the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.